Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're chatting with Brian London, the editor of the Gold Newsletter, also our host down at the New Orleans Investment Conference. Now, Brian, let's talk big picture about this really market correction that is hitting pretty much every sector. We do focus a lot on resources, precious metals, and commodities, but I think everybody's aware that broad averages are falling. Everything is pulling back right now. To me, it all seems like this correction is very orderly, almost a stair-stepping pattern down. We don't have, I think, full-on panic. We're not hitting circuit breakers day after day in these markets, but investors are getting scared, nervous, and quite frankly, I think, just annoyed by these markets, so they are continuing to hit the sell button. I'm just wondering what this catalyst is for this broad pullback. To me, it seems like it is the Fed starting to tighten, pulling away that easy money, but this almost seems like too easy of a reason, almost to the fact that we're waiting for a bigger catalyst. 2000, it was the dot-com bubble. 2008, that was the housing bubble. Brian, in your eyes, what is causing this pullback? Is there a bigger catalyst than simply the Fed tightening?
No, I think the Fed tightening is the catalyst, but what does that mean? You know, you make a good point. 2008, there was some doubt, and I think justifiably so, about the survival of the entire global financial system. So that was enough to create these selling sprees, these liquidity vacuums where everything was sold. And, you know, there were some rebounds afterwards, but we'd have these waves of selling with margin calls and really serious doubts about the financial system, et cetera. Now I think, you know, you say it's orderly. I think it's orderly right now, like today and yesterday. But we've had some 1,000-point drops in the Dow where we definitely had margin call selling, forced selling in the market, and it did verge on panic. And we may see some of those again. And the reaction or the real deeper catalyst to this is I think the market's realizing that the Fed's job is very difficult, if not impossible, that it's, you know, all the trite sayings painted into a corner, in a trap, et cetera, but they just cannot raise rates above the inflation rate, which is what you need to have. You need to have positive real yields to be able to tamp down inflation. And to do that, that means they're going to have to raise rates to 5, 6, 7% or more, because even if inflation comes down, it's still going to be 5 or 6% for the long term. So they're going to have to raise rates that would imply literally trillions of dollars every year to service the national debt. You know, the national debt is, the federal debt is about double what it was during the last financial crisis in 2008. And I think we're at a point right now where if we're not in it, we will be soon the next financial crisis, where we'll look back and say, this was the next step, the next one. And of course, the big moves will come when the Fed has to come back and reliquify the markets. And to do that, it's got to do more than it did the last time. It post-COVID, it had to do more than it did post-2008. And this next crisis, when the Fed just has to relent this time and come back and rescue the markets, you're not going to believe what they're going to have to do to get the market to actually respond like it did the time before. It's going to need much more of that monetary adrenaline, much more of the drug that the markets have become tolerant to.
I think that's a great analogy, Brian. I know you've used that before, that the market's like a drug addict and they need more and more monetary heroin, let's say, to get the next high. And so I do think it's going to be one of those situations where when we see what the liquidity event is for the next one to try to reliquify the markets, it's probably going to shock people how big it has to be just to reinflate the bubble. But I guess my question for you is, do you think a lot of investors that are on Wall Street now or Bay Street are young enough where maybe they remember the great financial crisis and maybe they went through that, but that was considered a kind of a one-off event. And the pandemic flash crash was over before it started practically. It was only a month or two long. This is probably the first garden variety real corrective move that may span a longer time period, maybe a year or two, maybe 3 years, that a lot of these traders and investors have faced that are in these trading houses. Do you think it's just that they've never experienced a true correction before, and that this is going to take longer and be and drag people lower than they're expecting, and that the buy the dip mentality that's existed for 12 years is finally over.
Yeah, and it's going to be a rude awakening for them to give up that buy the dip mentality, because they learned lessons in 2008 and in March of 2020, and that's that the Fed always comes to the rescue. And, you know, to their credit, I don't blame them. You know, it's like training a puppy. You know, they're going to learn if they get the same lesson consistently. And this is the same lesson that the Fed has been delivering consistently. And really, for 40 years, you know, every time there was a hiccup in the economy or a recession, the Fed always had the same prescription. They always lowered rates, and they were never able to get them back to the range it was beforehand. And then 2008, it got so extreme they had to go to zero and then come up with quantitative easing and TARP and all these other programs to rescue the financial system. Then you had COVID, and everything that they did over 4 to 5 years post 2008, they did in 4 to 5 weeks, even days post COVID. So again, this will blow your socks off what they're going to do this next time. And I think the players, the actors in the market now have been conditioned to expect that.
I guess following up on Shad's point here is, look, this correction market-wise, I'm looking at the S&P, is only about 5 months long right now. It feels like it's been a lot longer of a correction, and it does seem kind of relentless day after day, especially recently, of this downtrend. But again, to Shad's point, how much longer could this go? Because if this truly is the environment that we're in, where the Fed is going to try to keep hiking and the markets and investors broadly aren't going to be buying, there's not an uptrend here, it's weighing on every sector. So should we even be buying anything if this really is just early innings of a long pullback, long correction?
You know, in my last issue of Gold Newsletter went out last week, I did have some buys. They're mostly, they weren't thematic buys. They were, this company's on the verge of drilling again, you know, exploration stories that had some reason, some catalyst coming up. But generally speaking, I left it with, we need to gold to show us something. At the time I wrote it, we had a couple of days where gold was bouncing, but I left it at, we need to gold to show us a bit more. And it hasn't yet. And I have not gone back in the market. I'm been very tempted. I thought about going in and buying some of the Sprott Silver Trust earlier this week. And thankfully I didn't, because we did have a little bit of another down leg today as we speak. It has not bottomed yet. Nothing has bottomed. And we're seeing kind of across the board selling. Every now and then we'll see the NASDAQ green when the Dow and the S&P are in the red, and vice versa. So there are people trying to find values, and still, as Shad alluded to, still have that mentality that, God, you have to own Amazon at these levels. You have to own Apple at these levels, you know, and there's some justification for that. But when you're in a downtrend like this, it's the old catch the falling knife. You really want to, you're not going to pick it perfectly. So you need to be okay with giving up 5% of the uptrend to make sure that you're feel more confident that you're in an uptrend. So I don't think we're going to get in the juniors, at least a lot of money coming in, until we put together a couple of weeks of an uptrend. And frankly, gold was responding fairly well to the Fed's first rate hike, dropped right before, but then started rallying afterwards and was doing okay. Except we got this hissy fit from the markets when the Fed raised by a half a point. And even, you know, gold responded the next day after that positively. But we entered this really kind of across the board, nearly liquidity vacuum selling experience much more quickly than I had expected we were. And that's what's really forestalled the gold rally and turned it back.
Well, Brian, do you foresee a time where there's going to be a divergence in the precious metal sector and the general equities, where we could see gold start moving higher, as it has in different periods and time in the past, where it will diverge from the general markets and be that safe haven again that starts getting an investor bit investors bid when they realize, hey, these things may not be rebounding just as quickly as we thought in the general markets. Maybe I should have 5% of my portfolio hedged in some gold. Could that be what finally causes a bifurcation moment where gold starts getting a little traction? And then would that then pull up the mining stocks, or would the mining stocks still sell off with general equities?
Yeah, I don't think we need a sell-off in the general equity market to propel gold. Now, our friend Jordan Roy Byrne feels differently, and he has some great statistics and historical evidence to back up his view. He does believe we need a big sell-off in equities to help fuel gold's rise. I think that this bull run, as it were, for gold was going to happen in two phases. When the Fed began raising rates, we were going to get an experience like the last time, December of 2015, where gold went up 30% over 8 months before the Fed had to relent on its rate hikes. Actually, they kept raising rates, but gold kind of peaked at that time. But I thought we were in for that kind of a rally. What's happened is that things are moving much more quickly, and we've almost perhaps even skipped that kind of a rally, in that the next phase, which is the Fed relenting from its rate hike campaign, will be the next spark for gold. That's going to happen at some point, but I expected it to happen 18 months, 24 months down the road. That could happen within 2 weeks or 2 months at this point, because things are happening much more quickly.
Yeah, things are happening quickly, and this is already a very noteworthy year. Again, just 5 months into this correction, but clearly fear and a completely different mentality has really dominated these markets. So, Brian, who knows what's going to cause a bottom here, or even when the precious metals will get some more love, but quite frankly, right now it's a tough environment. Unless you have a much longer term outlook to be in there buying, because it seems like everything right now is kind of a falling knife. Brian, thank you as always for your time, buddy. We'll chat in a couple weeks. I hope you have a great rest of your week.
You too. Thanks.